in verse number 1, ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. And I want to start out this way. And God's laid on my heart. And the title of it's going to be this. This is what it's all about. And the Bible says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of his testimony of Jesus Christ, of all things that he saw. And blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of his prophecy, and keeps those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, I want to thank you so much for allowing me one more time to stand behind this sacred desk tonight before your people, Lord, your precious people that you bled and died for on Calvary's cross. I thank you for that tonight. Lord, I pray you bless them real good. Lord, I pray tonight for Miss Patsy and her family as she's not lost a brother, but he's just changed addresses, Father. And Lord, I thank you tonight, Father, for that. Lord, I pray tonight for Sister Tracy and her family. They didn't lose their daddy. He just changed addresses as well, Father. Lord, I pray tonight that you bless the reading of your word real good tonight. Lord, I pray tonight that everybody gets exactly what they need from this study tonight. Lord, I pray you bless them. Watch over us. Watch over Awana's that is coming up in the weeks to come. Lord, I pray you bless it. Lord, I thank you for all the prayer requests that was mentioned in this house tonight. Lord, I pray you take my opinions and my thoughts out of this service tonight, out of this sermon. And Lord, we preach nothing but thus saith the word of God. Lord God, tonight we don't need opinions, but we need facts from the word of God tonight. Lord, you've done penned it down. Nothing to add to and nothing to take from. Lord, your word says that if we add to or take from, that will be taken out. And Father, tonight I don't want none of that to be accredited to my account. Lord, I pray tonight that everything that I preach would be all about you and nothing about me. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name and all of God's people said. Amen. You may be seated tonight. As we come tonight, as we look into the book of Revelation tonight, I want to look at what it's all about tonight, what the book of Revelation is all about tonight. The word revelation tonight, when you look up that word and you look up the word revelation in itself, here's what it means. It means an appearing, an unveiling, or coming, and the book of Revelation is all about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So when you read about the book of Revelation, you'll read that we're talking about Jesus Christ and His appearing, His unveiling, and His coming. So let's dig into the book of Revelation and see what that book teaches us tonight. Number one tonight, in verse number one, I see the person of the book. I see the person of the book right off the bat. And if you're not careful, you'll get caught up, and you'll get caught up as John the Revelator, and you'll talk a lot about John and not a lot about Jesus. But tonight, can I say to you that this revelation is about what Brother Boyd said tonight, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It was about His coming, His unveiling, and His appearing on one day. And tonight, if we look at the person of the book tonight, I want you to look with me in verse number one. He says, the person of the book, it says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. Who did He give this revelation to? He gave this revelation unto Jesus Christ. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. And tonight this message came from God tonight. It comes straight from God, straight from Him, straight from heaven. I thank God for that tonight. And He says this, that person of the book, the revelation of Jesus Christ, the message came from God to Christ. Let's get this tonight. Before we go any further, the person of the book, the message come from God to Christ, from God to Christ Jesus. Look what your Bible says, which came from God unto Christ Jesus to show unto His servants things which must shortly come to pass. So it came from God to Christ to the angel. It came to His angel, and then it came to His servant John, and then His servant John gave it to the church. All that is in verse number one. And if you're not careful, you'll read and you'll skip over that tonight. So the revelation that we're going to read, it came from God. God about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through his angel. His angel brought and gave it to John on the Isle of Patmos, and then John wrote it down, penned it down, and gave it to the church. And tonight, as we read this book, we see the person of the book tonight is Jesus Christ. From Revelation 1 all the way to the end of the book of Revelation, all you see, it is pointing about Jesus Christ. It is appointed toward his church. It is appointed about his return, his unveiling, and his appearing. But tonight you say, preacher, what is the big deal about the person of the book? What is the big deal that we understand before we get into it, who this book is all about? Number one, I'd say to you tonight, we must remember him tonight. We must remember Jesus Christ as we read the book of Revelation and we understand who it's about tonight. But not only do we remember him, but we must reverence him as we study this book tonight. As we read this book and understand what the revelation is all about, we remember him, we reverence him, but most of all, we must be ready for him. So when we read the book of Revelation and we remember him, we remember his coming, we remember his unveiling of what he's going to do, we remember him, we reverence him, but it's more than all of that, but we must be ready for his return. And can I say to you tonight, it's closer than it's ever been. It's close, so close tonight. I want you to look at this tonight. In John chapter number 3 and verse number 31 through 33, if you'll turn with me there, the person of the book tonight. In John chapter number 3 and verse number chapter number 3 and verse number 31 tonight, I want to show you what John said here about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the person of the book. When you start in the book of Genesis and you go all the way to Revelation, the whole Bible is about Jesus Christ. It's all about him. When you come into Union Chapel Baptist Church, it should always be all about him. It shouldn't be about nobody else but Jesus Christ. We should lift him up. We should point him higher than anything tonight. If you look with me in John chapter number 3 and verse number 30, the Bible says, here's what John said, he must increase, but I must decrease. And tonight, as we study this Bible, we must not put the things that's going to come above Christ Jesus. We must not put the church above Christ Jesus. We must not put nothing that we read in this book above Christ Jesus. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. Man, ain't that true? Amen? He that come from above is above all. And he that is of the earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth. And he that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard and he testified, and no man receiveth his testimony. He hath received his testimony, has set to his seal that God is true. So tonight I see when I read this book of the book of Revelation, it is not some fairy tale, it is not some opinion from some man, but it is a revelation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I see tonight the person of the book that excites me tonight. But let me show you the purpose of the book. We see the person of the book, it's about Christ Jesus and who he is and where his place is. But I see tonight not only the person of the book, but look at the purpose of the book. And look at, you'll find the purpose of the book is found in verse number 2 and verse number 3. It says in Revelation chapter number 1 and verse number 2, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ above all things that he saw. And blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. The purpose of this book is to warn you and I of the time that is at hand. We don't have very long, and we don't have long, my friend. Listen to me. We're going one way or the other, either with the rapture of the church or the death of this body, but we're going, and we must be prepared when that time comes. And this book, number one, is written for the person of the book, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but number two, for the purpose of the book. The Bible says it's to show his servants what is shortly to come. He says that, if you will, in verse number 3, he said, for the time is at hand. It ain't going to be long. The time is going to come. But I want you to get this tonight. You say, preacher, the purpose of the book is to warn me that the time is short. And I give you this, when he comes, it will be quick and things will unfold very rapidly. When his return comes, it'll be so quick and it'll be so fast, and it's going to happen so rapidly that the world ain't going to know what to do. They're not going to know what's going to come. There's still going to be people that's going to try to keep the lights on at Union Chapel Baptist Church, Brother David. There's still going to be people that's going to come in on that following service, whenever it may be. They're still going to come in and sit down in these pews. They're still going to want to cry out to God. They're still going to want to see God. And they've already had the warning, and it's going to be too late. Hey, the person of the book has wrote it down, and he's given us a purpose that we don't get left behind. You say, preacher, how quick would it come? The Bible says that his return will be as a twinkling of an eye. It'll be that fast. That purpose of the book is to warn you and I. But you know what the problem is? We've been warned all of our life, and we still listen to the lie of the devil that we got plenty of time. Hey, we're young. We ain't that old. Did you know tonight you don't have to be old to die? Hey, death has no respecter of persons. And I've realized that this week. Brother Brent, your uncle, he can die on the day of Christmas, the day after Christmas. He's no respecter. Death has no respecter when he comes knocking at your heart's door. Death don't take off for Christmas. It don't take off for New Year's. It don't take off for your birthday. I've went through all kind of cemeteries looking, and it blows my mind how somebody can be born on this day and 50 years later die on the same day. You said, I can't believe people would die on their birthday. Can I say to you tonight, hey, death is no respecter of persons. It's appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. You say, what's the purpose of this book? It is to get us ready and know that the Lord is coming one day, and if he don't come before your time is up, you will go and leave this walk of life. I see, number one, the purpose, the person of the book is Jesus Christ. And the purpose of the book is to get us ready. You said, preacher, how do I know I don't have enough time? How do I know time is running out? Turn with me, if you will, to 2 Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 8 tonight. This shows us in the Word of God that we don't have a lot of time tonight. We don't have a lot of time. Our loved ones don't have a lot of time. I'll say this tonight, and I won't get into the message tomorrow for the funeral, but Sister Tracy was worried about her dad and his salvation. And she said, Brother BJ, do you got anything that I can share with him? And I sent her in my Bible a message that I have for funerals, and I believe that is so true to the Word of God. I sent a picture of the message that's written in my Bible, and I sent it to her. I sent it to her there, her and Brother Jerry Gabby together. And on Christmas Eve, she got to where her dad was and shared with him in that old blessed book about the hope of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that if you call on the name of the Lord, you can be saved. And on the 23rd day of December of this year, he gave his life to Jesus. And it wasn't very many days later, maybe the 26th or the 25th. I'm not good with dates right now, but he left this walk of life. And friends, I want you to know life is that short. And I want you to know the only thing that makes a difference when you leave this life is what you have put your faith and hope and trust in. And it must be in Jesus Christ, in the finished work of the cross of Calvary. You said, preacher, is he going to earn anything more than you are? He ain't getting no more than I got. And I ain't getting no more than he got. Can I get an amen? It's all about Jesus. You can't. I'm not building nothing up. I'm not inheriting a lot of stuff when I get to heaven. All I know is I'm saved by the blood of Jesus, washed in his blood. And when I leave this walk, I've got nothing to brag on but Jesus. Amen. That's why he is the person of the book, and his purpose is to get us ready. Amen. Look with me, if you will, to 2 Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 8. You say, I got plenty of time. The purpose of this book is to tell you, you don't have hardly no time. You don't have hardly no time. Man, just getting into Revelation, that's what it's going to be about. Reveal, you don't have very long. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 8, he said, but beloved, who is the beloved? That's the ones that saved. Peter's talking to the ones that's been through trials, tribulations, heartaches, everything's come against them, and it feels like everything's going against them. Who's he talking to? He said, but beloved, the lost man's not the beloved, by the way. When Peter comes here and he says, beloved, he's talking to the church here. He says, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. He said, listen, boys, I don't want y'all to be ignorant. I want y'all to have a head knowledge of what's fixing to happen and fixing to take place. He said, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as is one day. I say to you tonight, the book of Revelation is right on the money, right on time. Time is running out. And you think we all got plenty of time, but we better be ready. Look at verse 9. He said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You said, preacher, are you sure of that tonight? Yes, I am sure of that tonight. His time is getting drawing nigh, and we must be ready. God don't want nobody to die and go to a devil's hell. That's why he's given us a book to read. That's why he's given us a book to study. And that's why the author of this book is Jesus Christ. Amen? When you come here, he gave it to Jesus so it wouldn't be messed up. You give me something, son, I'll mess it up. Right? We did something in school one time, and I'm getting completely off subject, but I want to do it before I get here. Hey, was in Coach Collins' class. And he said, I'm going to show y'all how people cannot handle the truth or they distort the truth. And he started. There's about 31, 32 of us in class. Sister Christy, you're going to know what I'm talking about. He whispered in this one's ear, and they wrote down exactly, verbatim, word for word, what he told that kid in their ear. And Brother Charles shaking his head. He'd been in that class. He knows. And as it went around that room, and each kid got it, and they got a little bit, got a little bit, got a little bit, got a little bit. By the time it got to the last person in the classroom, he'd say, okay, now you tell me exactly what was told to you. He'd get up and tell what had went all the way around the room, and it was nothing like what started. It was nothing like it. It was completely off the subject, way out in left field, and it was way over yonder. And you know that's what people's doing with the Bible today. They're taking that word of God and they're just putting it way out in left field and throwing it way over yonder. But God said, don't do that. Reel that thing back in. Stay with that word. And you know what? I thank God tonight that he sent this word by Jesus Christ. He says tonight, I want you to get this, and this is where we're going to just sit down for just a moment. What it's all about is about the person of the book. It's about the purpose of the book. But it's about the promise of this book. In verse number 3, I see a promise that is kept. And who in here tonight knows that when God makes you a promise, he keeps it. He keeps it. He will not never back up on one of his promises. When he makes you a promise, he speaks that in your spirit. You read it in the Word of God. You see that promise. You can stand on it because it is true. The promise of the book. And here it is. If you're weak in your Christian life tonight, if you feel like you're tossed to and fro, you feel like you can't never get a grip and you're up a hill, up and down, up and down, up and down, it may be because you're not reading that blessed book. Ever how much of that blessed book you put in is how stable you're going to be. Less the book, less stable. More book, more stable. That book's not in, I'm falling all over the place. More book I put in, the more stable I am. I'm not just tossed every which way, blowed every which way. Ryder got a little thing for Christmas or something. It stands this tall. You blow it up with air and it'll stand up. And you take your punching bag and it's a punching bag. You hit it and it'll fall. Man, he was tearing it up. I said, man, this ain't going to work. It wouldn't stay up. Read the rest of the instructions, Sister Riley. You know what you're supposed to put at the bottom of it? Water. You put water, that water is heavy and it holds it. And every time he'd punch that bag, that thing would go down, but it'd pop right back up. Every time he'd punch that bag, it'd go down and go right back up. Man, he'd wear that thing and come up, and God started speaking to me. He said, that's what you got in you. When no devil keeps beating on you, you got the living water. You got Jesus Christ all inside of you. No matter how much old Satan throws at you, how many times he tries to knock you down, you keep bouncing up. Why? Because you've got living water inside of you. Man, as I got thinking about that, I thought about this promise that is in this book in verse number 3. There's a promise here. Man, you can stand on this promise. Look what he said. In the blessedness of the promise that he gives of the book, the promise, he said, blessed is he. That's blessed is a promise. I asked you before we started, I said, y'all blessed people. Everybody said amen, right? If you say, preacher, I don't know how blessed I am. Let me tell you how you can get blessed. And I'm not talking about prosperity. I'm not a prosperity preacher. If he wants to give it, he'll give it. If he wants to take it away, he can take it away. You hear me? I see it both ways. Look what he says here. Are y'all having a good time? Man, I'm just loving this. To know the person, to know his purpose on my life, and that he's promised me some things. Look what he says here. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. He said, if there's ever been a time you need to be in the Bible, it's the day that we live in. The promise of the book is this, blessed is he. Blessed is he. Blessed is he that does what? What does he have to do to be blessed? What does he have to do to receive that blessing? What does he have to do? All this is about this. What is this I'm talking about now? Number one, blessed he that reads. Blessed is he that reads the prophecy. What is prophecy? What's done been foretold? Blessed he that reads it. The man that don't read it is in ignorance. He don't know. But the man that reads it knows. You know what the book says. You know what's coming, Brother Tony. You know what to look out for. You know when old Satan throws his lies at you, you know what to look out for because you've read the book. You've read the book. You know the book. You've read it. You've read it. You've read it. Let me give you this. Blessed is he that readeth and that hears the words of this prophecy. Let me give you this. It's one thing to read, and it's something else to hear. There, the word hear would be also listen. Not only do you read it, but you listen to that word. Have you ever read your Bible before you went to work, got up, whatever you do in the mornings, and somewhere during that day that word will pop back up somewhere, and you say, boy, ain't that a coincidence? I read that this morning. No, it ain't a coincidence, hon. Hon, it ain't a coincidence. You hear me? Sugar, it ain't a coincidence. That's the Holy Ghost of heaven telling you straight to your soul what I promised you is going to be fulfilled in your life. There's no such thing as coincidence. I read that this morning. Now it's here today. No. God put that there for you to remind you of the promises he's put in your life. He's reminded you of that. Have you ever done that? Y'all know what I'm talking about? It'll just come alive. Let me give you this. Blessed is he that reads, he that hears or listens. Look at the third thing here. And blessed is he and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Blessed is he that reads. Blessed is he that hears or listens. And blessed is the man or woman that keeps or obeys the prophecy of this book. I'm going to stop right here. You can read that book all you want. January the 1st, you may be, one of your goals may be reading from Revelation, from Genesis to Revelation. I'm going to read it all the way through. And I commend you for that. What a blessing. You can read that book from cover to cover. And I commend you for that. You can read that book and listen from cover to cover. And I commend you for that. But if you're not going to obey that book, reading it and listening to it won't do you a bit of good. He said, blessed is he that readeth, reads. Blessed is he that hears or listens. And blessed is he that keepeth or obeys the prophecy of that book. Did you know there's some things in that book that I don't like to keep? There's some things in that book you don't like to keep neither. If you'll read it, you'll know what I'm talking about. There's some things in there. One thing I don't like to keep is that 70 times 7. If a brother offend thee 70 times, how many times am I supposed to forgive him? If he asks, you keep on forgiving. That part that says if you've been done wrong, you turn the other cheek. There ain't very many in this room likes to turn the other cheek. You like to turn their cheek. Come on, be honest now. We ain't all religious. We ain't all religious in this place. Talk to me, somebody. Not everything in that book I like to keep. Not everything in that book I like to keep. But listen to me. When I read it, it convicts me. It wears my head out. And I have to try my best to obey and keep what it says. So I'm going to show you in this book, if we'd have went on, if you keep reading, there's seven spirits of God. There's seven candlesticks. There, you're going to see the number seven is going to pop out a bunch when you go through the book of Revelation. If we went on, we'd have skipped some things. But also, in the book of Revelation, there is seven blessings that you get by reading, by listening, and by obeying that book. Obeying the Word of God, you get this in your life. Why do you want your kids to obey you? Because the Bible says so. Parents, obey your children. Because the Bible says so. The book will never lead you wrong. I want to show you tonight, very briefly, very quickly, seven things that you'll be blessed by studying and reading the Word of God. I don't know about you tonight, but I thank God for His blessings on my life. In the book of Revelation, He said, blessed is he. And throughout that book, there are seven places that you see the blessings from God. If I told you tonight that, if I ask you don't do it, why are you blessed? Somebody will stand up and say, I'm blessed because I got a great family. And that is a blessing. But that's not one of the blessings. I'm blessed tonight because I got a good job. And that is a blessing, but that's not one of the blessings. I'm blessed tonight, preacher, because I ain't having to beg. Or that is one blessing, but that is not the blessing. All my family saved. That is a blessing, but that is not the blessing. I'm asking tonight, how can you receive the blessing in your life from what God's wanting to do in your life? I'll show you seven places, and we'll be brief. Turn with me first to Romans 13:12, talking about we need to read, hear, and obey the Word of God. This is why. Romans chapter number 13 and verse number 12. Romans 13, verse number 12, the promise of the book. Romans 13:12, the Bible says, who's found it? Brother Eric, you got it. Won't you stand up right there and read that for me? All right, the day's far spent, boys. We got to cast off some of this stuff we know is on us. 2024, you know what's been on you. You got 2023, you got to get that off. Can't carry that 2024. That stuff's got to get off me because I got some blessings I need to receive and I need to get a hold of and I need to realize. Number one tonight, seven of them. I'm going to give them to you very quickly. To read the Word of God. You're blessed to be able to read the Word of God. Not everybody's got a Bible. Not everybody's got the Word of God. He said, blessed is he that readeth. Readeth this Word. You're blessed tonight to be able to read that Word. See if you can do a checklist. There's your one. Ain't no longer a burden, is it? God, I got to read my Bible. Man, I ain't read it today. I got to get it. Man, that's not. You're blessed to be able to read the Word of God. Revelation, turn with me, we're going to be quickly. Revelation 14, verse number 13, the second blessing we find in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter number 14 and verse number 13 is this, being blessed. Revelation chapter number 14 and verse number 13, there's going to be a day that you're going to be able to rest from all your labors. There's coming a day you ain't going to have to work no more, son. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. He said, listen, you're blessed to be able to read this book. And when you do it, listen to me, there's going to come a day in your life that you're going to be able to rest from all your labors. Let me give you the third one tonight, a blessed. You're blessed if you remain. Revelation chapter number 16 and verse number 15 tonight. For those who remain. That remains. It's got your eyes open. That you ain't been blown away by every wind of doctrine. Everything that's come through this door ain't blowed you from side to side. You stuck with that book. Look what he says. Revelation chapter number 16 and verse number 15. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth. Brother Paul Jeffries, is somebody going to break in your house tonight and you knew it? You going to sit up and watch? Yeah. Brother Rory, you going to watch? Brother Austin, you going to watch or you going to sleep? I'm going to watch. I'm watching. Blessed, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. You're blessed to get to read. There's a blessed rest. There's a blessed who remains. Revelation 19:9. If you're taking notes tonight, I'm going to try to go where you can keep up. Revelation 19:9. Look with me there. There's a blessed reservation for you. There's a place reserved for you. Have you ever went into a restaurant and it's slap full, packed? But you walk in, you say, I'm here with the party of Gunner, Jake and Savannah. They say, oh yeah, you got a reserved table. Come on back here. And everybody's standing in line wanting to get in there. They say, there is no more room. It's done took up. But because I know, they escort me right on in there and I sit down. You know how good that makes you feel that you know you got a place reserved, even though when it's packed out? Look at this tonight in Revelation 19 in verse number 9. Look what he says. And he said unto me, write, blessed. Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. There's going to be a day you're going to get to eat like you ain't never seen. You're going to get to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of God. If you're saved tonight, you know tonight, there ain't a doubt in your mind you saved heaven bound. Listen to me, you ought to be the most blessed person in the world. To know there's a table reserved for you with your name on it. Nothing you've done but just being washed in the blood of Jesus. Sister Tracy's daddy been saved about 3 days. But 3 days. You said, preacher, is he reserved at the back? No, son, there ain't no back when it comes to Jesus. We right there. Son, he's pulling up a table right. He's pulled up right there, Brother Heath. He's pulled up. He's brought it all to the table. He slid right up in there. Well, I've been doing it 50 years. I ought to be getting ahead of him. You ain't going to. It ain't how it works. 50 or 100 years, you can do it all you want to do it. Saved is saved. Oh, I'm glad. I'm excited about it. Oh, whoo, glory to God. Let me give you two more. Revelation 22 and verse number 7. Blessed is he who remembers. 22 and 7, the Bible says, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of this prophecy of this book. He gave you the promise at the beginning. Now here at the end, he said, hey, you're going to be blessed. I told you in chapter 1 what to do. Chapter 22, I'm telling you, you're still blessed. If you'll remember. But can I give you this tonight? You have a blessed reward. Revelation 22 and verse number 14. In Genesis, the tree of life was forbidden after sin, brother. After they ain't supposed to be messing with it, man. Come on, driver. You ain't supposed to be messing with it at all. They mess up. They take what they ain't supposed to take. The tree of evil, good and knowledge, their eyes have been opened. And he said, Lord, if we don't protect this tree, they're going to live like that forever. So the Lord puts there the cherubims, and there's no way they can get in. And in Genesis, you're forbidden from it. But in Revelation, because of the blood of the Lamb, you're bidden to come to it. Man, somebody ought to get fired up in here tonight. Y'all done spent all y'all's money on Christmas broke and ain't got nothing to do for the New Year's. Y'all in trouble, son. Listen to me. Listen. We were forbidden for the tree of life. And if you never read the book of Revelation, you'll think you're still forbidden from that tree. When I get to heaven, I can do anything I want to, but I won't be able to get a hold of that. Son, he's putting that tree right in the middle. So who's going to be able to get around it, preacher? Do I got to be good enough? Do I got to have some kind of title on my name? Oh, no. The blood's enough. Look what he says tonight. You have a blessed reward. Revelation 22:14. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Into the city. Tonight, if you're saved, I've just gave you 7 reasons why you're one blessed man or woman tonight. And none of these blessings tonight, listen to me, can come from nobody but Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ. Without Jesus, you can't read this book. Without Jesus, you don't have this book. Without Jesus, you don't need this book. Listen to me. If there's no Jesus Christ, you don't believe in Jesus Christ. This book is all about him. This book is all about him from cover to cover. And tonight, it is a blessing to know him as your Savior. You say, so what is all this book about? What is the book of Revelation about? Am I supposed to be scared when I'm reading? I wrote this down. As we study the book of Revelation, to the child of God, it shouldn't be a burden but a blessing. Child of God, you know him personally. You know his purpose. And you know he can't break His promises. As we go this year through the book of Revelation, don't let it scare you. If you're saved tonight, listen to me. That's going to be a blessing in your life when you read that book. It's going to be a blessing. That book takes care of all things in our life. It lines us up where we need to be lined. It takes care of what needs to be taken care of. I said there's a place reserved. I said if you knew if the thief was coming, you'd know what to do. Tonight, you know our time is short. You know the thief is coming. What I need to do, preacher, you keep reading that book. You keep letting him have his perfect will in your life. And you keep relying on his promises. He'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. I thank you for everyone that's in this place tonight. I thank you for a blessing. Lord, tonight, what a blessing this book is in our life tonight as we read it and we study it and we obey it. Lord, I'm begging you tonight to have your will and way in everybody in this room's life. I pray we give you free will, free reign, free everything tonight. We don't get caught up with the things of this world, but we stick with you throughout this Christmas season. It's not only over now, Father, it's for 365 more days. The birth is amazing, Father. The birth is amazing. Lord, I pray as Christmas is come and gone that we don't treat Jesus the same way. Lord, I pray you bless these folk tonight. Watch over them. In Jesus' holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. If you have an ornament tonight,